We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, first off, congratulations on your victory over Waverly. It's 42-34, the final score. Overall, how'd you feel about the way your guys played on Friday night?
Well, first things first, you always want to win your homecoming game. So we don't have very many home games, so we chose that one because we don't play till the end of the season at home. Again, I'm obviously pleased with the homecoming victory. I felt like we kind of came out in the first half and did some good things, and then the second half we turned the ball over a lot, and Waverly kind of made a big push at the end of the game in the fourth quarter and got it kind of close. So hats off to Waverly. I felt like they were really well coached and disciplined in that game, and those are some things that we've got to keep improving on. We're a pretty young team, and so it's just got to keep getting better each week. And I felt like we got better. At the same time, we hurt ourselves in the fourth quarter turning the ball over. So that's what I'd like to see improve this week.
One of the other positives from Friday's game had to be the play of Kyle Reese. 5 touchdowns scored on the night, and you have to feel good when you have Kyle Reese have one of those type of games.
Oh yeah, he's our leader. You know, he's really the one senior that plays consistently. A lot of the other ones play on some special teams and certain plays, you know, but he's definitely our leader. He's got the most experience of everybody on the team, and we've kind of moved him around. He's played quarterbacks and running backs, you know. So I'm trying not to let people key on him because they know he's probably our biggest threat. He even took another one to the house on a punt return, so he ended up with a total of 6 touchdowns Friday. He threw a couple, ran a couple, and took one. And then he ran 3 or 4 and then returned a punt. So, yeah, pretty impressive what he's been doing this year for us.
We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner. District play gets underway this Friday night for your football team. You'll go over to Hartford. As you look at Hartford, what challenges do you see them offering your football team?
Coach Barrett's always got a lot of different offensive schemes. I feel like, you know, their running back is definitely somebody we've got to keep an eye on and try to bottle up. The quarterback, Allie Smith, he can definitely sling the ball. They lost some of their receivers from last year, but they'll definitely present a challenge in the run game, and we've got to step up and be physical and disciplined, knowing our roles on defense. And if we do that, I feel like we'll put ourselves in a really good position to win the game. On offense for us, we've got to not turn the ball over, and execute like we know we can. So I'm still waiting for us to put together a full game and play like I think we can. So I'm hoping to do that Friday.
Coach Hadley, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Again, congratulations on the victory over Waverly. Good luck against Hartford, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right, thank you.
That's Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Miller Concrete, East Central Monuments, Grimmick Construction, and by Auburn Pharmacy. On KVOE, live and local.